I'm pretty sure Connecticut can take some credit for putting the madness in March Madness this year. And let's talk about Connecticut's ties to this year's NCAA tournaments for both the men and women with none other than our local sports expert here on The Morning Show. Rob Adams is back, and I'm so excited to be chatting with Rob because, boy, there's a lot to talk about with this year's tournament. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Hi, Melissa. How's everything?
You know, good, mad, wonderful. How are you? How are things with you? You seem like you've been very busy lately.
I have been. A lot of games to broadcast around the region. It has been a fun time. I've also traveled a little bit, getting away last week. So it's a good time for sure, and we're right back to it. And March Madness, and today is opening day of baseball season, so I couldn't be more thrilled.
I love that. Well, I'm so glad that you could take the time to come on because I know, like I said, how busy you are. But we always appreciate being able to talk sports with you and that we get to have, you know, somebody who so many of our audience members, they're very familiar with your voice. As you can imagine, hearing you call games locally, especially in Fairfield County for so many years. So we always appreciate that we get to talk sports with you. Let's talk basketball. We certainly should talk baseball, too, though. Let's talk basketball. So, first of all, before we even get to the UConn, you know, the storylines for the men and the women, can we please talk about Yale men's basketball and the fact that they busted brackets all across the country last weekend? I mean, it was really exciting to watch the Bulldogs.
Yeah, they certainly did break some hearts, including mine, because I had Auburn going a bit in that region.
Rob, come on, my friend. No.
I did.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me. Yes, I did. I picked against Yale. Something told me that Auburn was a little bit better, but that was not the case. You know, look, I had Kentucky get knocked out in the opening round, so these things do happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Yale put on a terrific show and a great finish for them. And you know, yeah, they got taken down by San Diego State. But how fun would it have been to see Yale and UConn?
Yes, you know, it would have been really cool. So I had this awesome opportunity. I forgot to tell you this. Before they went to their first matchup, for the first time on this show, we actually had Yale's head coach on. We had Coach Jones on. Such a cool guy.
Oh, nice.
What an amazing guy. And so down to earth and brilliant, by the way, an amazing coach. But as he was talking about this, he said, you know, we haven't played UConn and I can't even count how many years. And I said, I feel like that'd be such a fun, great thing for Connecticut. He said, no, we would be bad for UConn. He's like, we can't be ruining their records and we can't be ruining Quinnipiac. And, you know, like they don't really play against any of really the Connecticut colleges that are again, hoping to have the best records possible so they can, you know, qualify for these tournaments. And I just thought that's such an interesting thing because we really haven't seen those two entities match up. And Yale is really good. I mean, people underestimate Ivy League, but man, Yale is very talented. Very talented.
You don't get to 22-9 by mistake. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't happen by accident. And they were 22-9 coming into the tournament, played a very good schedule. I realize it's Ivy League basketball, it's different, but you still have to be a pretty good team to get where they got. And they were a fun run. They weren't expected to win the Ivy. They win the Ivy, and then they go and they knock off Auburn. It was a great story, and those great stories sometimes just end so quickly. And San Diego State, unfortunately, for Yale, took care of that. I get what the coach was saying, but from a drama and story writing standpoint, Yale and UConn would have been phenomenal.
Oh my gosh, it would have been so awesome. I mean, I can only imagine the drama and poor Governor Lamont. I don't know what he would have done. I don't know what you could do in that situation because you can't pick one over the other, but it just would have been very neat to watch. I don't know, it'd be very cool to watch that go down. And to be fair, Rob, I do have to be honest with you. I also yelled at my husband in church on Sunday, after church, of course, because he also was like, oh, I thought Auburn had it in the bag. And I said, you know, I can't believe you, but it's okay. It's all good. Listen, I don't think anybody knew. I mean, Auburn was an excellent team. I think that they should have been ranked higher, to be honest. Very, very good team this year.
Very, very good team. But hey, that's why it's March Madness. It's a single game. It's not a series. You get one shot, and Yale was better on that day. Bottom line.
Yeah, and again, we have Rob Adams here, who's our local sports expert on The Morning Show. Love talking sports with Rob. And, you know, you talk about San Diego State. ending the dreams for Yale in March Madness. And now tonight's game, I want people to understand why this is such a legendary matchup between UConn men's basketball and San Diego State University. The drama all going down at TD Garden tonight in Boston. Tell us about these two teams and the significance of tonight's game, Rob.
Well, it's significant, obviously, in that UConn going for a second straight championship, 31-3 coming into the tournament. They have played tremendous basketball, and so many pundits have picked the Huskies to go win a second straight title. That doesn't happen very often. You don't see many repeat champions, a Duke here, a UNLV of a different lifetime, you know, teams like that. And, of course, the UCLA teams of Halcyon days, you don't see a whole lot of back-to-back champions. So that's number one for UConn. And UConn's become a bit of the big beast, if you will, play on Big East, because Danny Hurley is full of, you know, the head coach is full of energy, and he's easy to dislike on a national stage. So, you know, he plays kind of the villain. The Hurleys have always been good at that. It's such a talented squad. And San Diego State trying to make a run back to the Final Four after a bit of surprise run of their own last year. So there's a team at 24-10 coming into the tournament that kind of went under the radar, but once they got the tournament time, they have turned it on with victories over UAB and now Yale. It makes for a good matchup. I still feel like this is UConn's world we're living in right now.
So you have UConn winning tonight?
I do.
Okay. All right, Rob. Yeah. I'm obviously very confident in UConn. I think all of Connecticut obviously rooting on UConn, you would hope. And certainly we will see what goes down tonight. In the meantime, the women, they've got a showdown of their own. They're going up against Duke this upcoming weekend. How do you think the women will do? Because they came up short last year, which was such a bummer. But we would love to see them. I mean, gosh, when's the last time we saw both men and women take home the title the same year?
It's been a few years. And look, we're spoiled in Connecticut that we can even talk about that, because how many places can honestly say, oh, by the way, we're going to go win both the men's and the women's basketball championships, because, hey, why not? Connecticut, we can say that. We can say that every year, and we have said that before. We've got the opportunity in the state to do it again. And I love the way UConn is playing. They have not had the best of teams in recent years, but the best of teams – you know, in recent years for UConn would be the best team in team history in other places, because some of these teams have not lived up to the UConn Geno Auriemma standard. Mm. But in other places, again, we're spoiled. That's what it comes down to. I've been feeling like we've been heading toward really an Iowa UConn showdown eventually. It just feels like
I'm wondering
cruising toward that.
How did you know that's where I was going? I mean, obviously, everyone, even though, yes, we are on the UConn train and we're very focused on UConn, and UConn women have really been, I would say, one of the trailblazers of women's basketball in the last 20 years. I mean, that they've really been the headliner, I would say. And to answer your first question, how many people can say that? I feel like Connecticut has earned having a killer basketball team for college, because we don't have any, like, major league stuff going on here. Like, we're sandwiched between Boston and New York, and all we hear about are all their major NFL, MLB, all their other teams, and we don't have any of those. So I feel like we should feel good about having at least college basketball.
I agree, and I think we should blame Robert Kraft and the Patriots for
dangling
the Patriots in front of us. And we can blame the Carolina Hurricanes for taking away the Whalers.
So. Yeah, I don't know why everyone just has
there
to rain on our parade. You know who I'm worried about raining on our parade, though, is Caitlin Clark with Iowa. You brought it up. And I mean, she's been obviously the headliner for women's basketball all year, understandably so. Total superstar, breaking, I mean, every record possible. It's unbelievable. But she could wreck UConn women this year. I don't know how you feel about it, because I agree with you. I think it's going to come down to those two entities.
You know, and the shame of it is it would be a national semifinal. It wouldn't even be the national championship game.
Right.
But Caitlin Clark is a whole different level. She really is. She can score off the dribble, and she can score from mid-range, from downtown. And I love when she did reach one of her records, she said, I knew I was going to hit a logo three because why wouldn't I? You know, standing at center court and just, okay, I'm going to launch the ball from here. Bang, done. We move on. She's remarkable. She really is. And she's been great for women's basketball. We have seen women's basketball go through kind of peaks and valleys over the years. UConn with Rebecca Lobo and whatnot years ago, that gave basketball a big boost, women's basketball in this region. Caitlin Clark has put it on a national stage like we have rarely, if ever, seen it before. She can definitely destroy the dreams of a title for UConn, no question.
Mm. So it's really a toss-up. Like, can Paige Beckers and all the UConn women, can they take Clark in Iowa? I don't know. That's a tough
they
matchup.
Can.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can. It's a tough matchup for sure, but those two teams, when that time comes, they will be ready, and that will be just ratings-wise. If I were a TV executive, oh my gosh, I'd be thrilled. It would just be a bonanza for ratings because that'll be a great, great game. I'll be in front of the TV for that one for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I might be staying up late that night. Yeah, I just think that is going to be one of the highest ratings, I would think, sports events of this year. And it's definitely, I would think, it's going to break records for women's basketball. I have to imagine it's going to. I'm stressed just thinking about it.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun down the stretch of this tournament because you've still got a South Carolina in play. You've still got a Texas in play.
Yeah.
You know, you have Notre Dame in play. North Carolina State is still out there. So is Stanford. There's a lot of great women's basketball remaining in this tournament, and it's going to be a lot of fun regardless of who makes the national championship game.
Yeah, it certainly is March Madness for a reason, as Rob said at the very top of this, and we are going to keep our eyes on everything that unfolds, especially our UConn men and women's teams. And Rob, thank you so much. I always love talking sports with you. I could talk to you for hours. I appreciate you.
Oh, I love doing it, Melissa. We'll do it again. And happy opening day, everyone. Enjoy some baseball as well.
Yes, absolutely. We love our baseball, of course. Thank you so much, Rob. And I'm sure we'll talk again very, very soon right here on WICC.